All right, everybody, welcome back. We're getting ready to jump into this AI lead generation topic. Seems like you guys really want to get up to speed on this. You've sent in a really interesting mix of stuff, expert tips from YouTube, a sneak peek at some of these AI-powered tools. I mean, some seriously cutting-edge stuff out there.
Yeah, it really is incredible.
Yeah. Don't worry, we've waded through all of it, so you don't have to.
Yeah, but it is changing the game.
Yeah.
It's incredible to see how quickly this marketing landscape is evolving. I mean, think about it. Just a few years ago, everyone was focused on, like laser-focused on organic social media.
Totally.
Then it was all about paid lead gen, and now
Yeah.
AI-powered appointment setting is like
Just like we're in the middle of a marketing evolution.
Exactly.
Survival of the fastest.
Yeah.
What
or maybe in this case, the smartest,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
And you know what the driving force is behind this whole thing?
What?
Time.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a business owner out there, time is your most precious commodity. You simply cannot afford to be spending hours manually reaching out to potential clients.
Yeah.
Right? That's just, it's a thing of the past.
Yeah.
AI steps in, takes over those repetitive, those time-consuming tasks,
Right.
frees you up to focus on what really matters, building your business.
So picture this, okay? You're a dentist.
Okay.
You have got a list of patients all interested in teeth whitening.
Yeah.
Instead of spending hours on the phone,
Right.
calling everybody, you got an AI system. It can automate that whole process. It's like having a super efficient,
Right.
always-on assistant, scheduling appointments,
Yeah.
sending reminders, even maybe answering basic questions.
And you know, to that point,
Yeah.
the AI market is projected to grow at a whopping 38.1% annually.
Whoa.
That's insane.
That's huge.
That's a testament to how quickly businesses are embracing this technology.
Wow.
And what's really interesting is how accessible these tools are becoming.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a tech whiz to implement them.
Let's talk nitty-gritty. How does this actually work? I mean, we've got ads to grab attention,
Right.
then we were generating leads,
Right.
but where does the AI magic happen?
Think of it as a funnel.
Okay.
You got your ads generating interest, you capture those leads, you nurture them with targeted messaging.
Okay.
Now, tools like Go High Level and The Point, they come into play. They automate that entire appointment setting process
Okay.
from qualifying leads to booking them directly into your calendar.
Hold on, hold on. The point, this sends direct messages
Yeah.
to potential clients and sets appointments.
That's the
I mean, I
thing.
knew it was automating emails,
Yeah.
but direct messages, that feels very next level.
It is. That's the power of AI. It's not just about automating simple tasks. It's about replicating and even exceeding human capabilities.
Yeah.
These platforms are sophisticated enough to engage in conversations,
Wow.
gather information, schedule appointments
Wow.
without any human intervention.
So somebody out there who's starting their own agency right now, is this the power move?
Yeah.
This AI trifecta, Meta ads, Go High Level, The
Yeah.
Point.
It's a powerful combination,
Hey,
especially for those just starting out. It allows them to offer, a sophisticated, high-value service without needing a large team or a complex infrastructure. But remember, acquiring a customer is just the first step.
Right.
The real magic lies in maximizing their lifetime value.
That's the value ladder you were talking about.
Exactly. Let's stick with the dentist example.
Okay.
Okay. So the initial offer might be like a routine teeth cleaning.
Okay.
Relatively low-cost service.
Makes sense.
But once that client is in the door, they become part of your ecosystem, right?
Right.
You can then offer them additional services like teeth whitening, which are higher value.
Right, okay. And then from there, maybe they're ready to explore something even more transformative, like Invisalign.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Each step up that ladder not only increases the value for the client,
Right.
but also generates more revenue for the business.
So it's not just about getting someone in the door once. It's about creating a system where each lead can become a loyal, high-value client over time.
That's exactly it. And AI seems to be the key to making that happen.
Yeah.
Now, let's take a peek into the future, specifically 2025. We're talking about generative AI crafting entire ad campaigns from scratch.
Oh.
AI employees handling complex tasks.
Wait, AI employees? Is that like having a robot receptionist answering phones
Yeah.
and scheduling appointments? I'm kind of picturing a scene from a sci-fi movie right now.
These AI employees aren't just answering phones.
Okay.
They're handling complex tasks from customer service, data analysis, to marketing and sales.
Oh.
They can even personalize customer interactions at scale, creating a unique experience for every single client.
Wow. That's both fascinating and a little bit unsettling, honestly.
Yeah, I get that.
So are we talking robots taking over the workplace, or is this more about AI augmenting human capabilities?
It's about striking the right balance. You know, AI excels at automating those repetitive tasks, analyzing data, providing insights. But it's human creativity, empathy, and critical thinking that drive innovation, build relationships, and ultimately make those crucial decisions.
So AI is a powerful tool in our arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Not a replacement for human ingenuity.
Exactly.
I like that. It's less robots taking over the world and more humans and robots working together to achieve amazing things.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the good news is that you don't have to wait until 2025 to start leveraging AI.
Right.
There are steps you can take right now to get ahead of the curve.
Okay, let's break it down. What can our listeners do today to start integrating AI into their lead generation strategies?
Well, first, get crystal clear on your target audience. You can use readily available templates online to build a detailed, ideal client persona. That's the foundation of any successful lead generation campaign.
Right. You've got to know exactly who you're talking to before you can start crafting messages that will actually resonate.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started out, I was trying to be everything to everyone. It was exhausting.
Yeah.
And honestly, it wasn't very effective.
It's a common mistake. Trying to appeal to everyone usually means you end up appealing to no. One AI can help you laser focus your efforts, targeting the right people with the right message at the right time.
So once you know who your ideal client is, what's next?
Optimize your LinkedIn profile. It's an incredibly powerful platform for lead generation, especially in the B2B space. ChatGPT can be a game changer here. Use it to refine your about section, your headline, and even your experience descriptions. Make your profile a magnet for your ideal client.
I've actually been playing around with ChatGPT for writing. And I'm amazed by how much it can do. It's like having a personal copywriter on call 247.
It's a powerful tool. Mm. But remember, it's just that a tool, your personal touch, your unique voice, and your expertise are what will truly set you apart. Use ChatGPT to streamline the process, but always infuse your own personality and insights into your writing.
So it's about finding that sweet spot, leveraging the power of AI while retaining the authenticity and human connection that are so crucial in business.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about outreach. Personalized outreach is key. Again, ChatGPT can help you craft compelling templates. But always, always add that human touch. A genuine connection will always outperform a generic, robotic message.
So it's about using AI to personalize at scale, but still maintaining that sense of individual connection. Is there a specific example from our sources that illustrates how to do this effectively?
One of the experts mentioned using ChatGPT to generate personalized video scripts. Imagine sending a potential client a short video where you address them by name, mention their specific needs, and offer a tailored solution. It's incredibly powerful.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It combines the efficiency of automation with the personalization of a one-to-one video message. It's like having the best of both worlds.
And the beauty of it is you can create dozens of these personalized videos in a fraction of the time it would take to record them individually. AI takes care of the heavy lifting, freeing you up to focus on building relationships.
Okay, so we've got our ideal client persona. Our LinkedIn profile is optimized, and we're sending out personalized outreach messages. Hmm. What's the final piece of the puzzle?
Test and measure. Always. AI is all about data. Run A-B tests on your messaging, track your results diligently, and let the data guide your optimization.
So it's not just a set it and forget it kind of thing. You need to constantly be analyzing, tweaking, and refining your approach based on what the data is telling you.
Absolutely. And that's where AI truly shines. It can process vast amounts of data, identify patterns, and provide insights that would be impossible for a human to see. It's like having a data scientist on your team constantly working to improve your results.
This is all really exciting, but I have to admit, it can feel a little overwhelming at times. There's so much to learn, so many tools to master, and the landscape is constantly changing.
It's understandable to feel overwhelmed, but remember, this AI is here to help you, not replace you. It's about empowering you, not intimidating you. Start small, experiment, and find what works best for you and your business.
It's about taking it one step at a time, embracing the learning process,
right,
and remembering that AI is a tool, not a threat.
Exactly. Now, before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, let's address a question that often comes up in discussions about AI. What happens to the human element in all of this?
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the technical aspects of AI, the algorithms, the automation, the data analysis. But ultimately, business is about people. It's about building relationships, understanding needs, and providing solutions that make a difference. So where does the human touch fit in?
It's more important than ever. As AI takes over more routine tasks, the human skills, creativity, empathy, critical thinking become even more valuable. These are the skills that AI can't replicate, at least not yet.
It's like that quote, "Technology can take us far, but it's our humanity that defines our destination."
I love that. And it perfectly captures the essence of what we're talking about here. AI can automate processes, but it's humans who connect with clients on a deeper level, build trust, and ultimately close deals.
So it's about finding that synergy between human and machine, leveraging the strengths of both to create something truly remarkable.
Exactly. And that's where we'll pick up in the final part of our deep dive. We'll explore those essential human skills that will not only set you apart in the age of AI, but also ensure that you thrive in a world where technology and humanity are increasingly intertwined.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the final part of our deep dive into the world of AI lead generation. We've covered the strategies, the tools, explored how this stuff's reshaping, like, the very fabric of business.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
Yeah, I mean, so now let's get practical.
Right.
What are the essential skills that will, like, set you apart in this brave new world?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the power of AI,
Yeah.
but it's important to remember that it's not about replacing human skills, it's about augmenting them. So what are those uniquely human skills that are going to become even more valuable in the age of AI?
Right. I mean, when I think about the future of work, I automatically think about coding, and algorithms. Am I on the right track, or
That's big. Is it more nuanced than that?
it is more nuanced than that? Technical proficiency is helpful, but it's not the only thing that matters. In fact, some of the most valuable skills are surprisingly human. Critical thinking, for instance, is paramount. We're bombarded with information from all directions, right? Being able to sift through the noise, separate fact from fiction, make sound judgments, absolutely crucial. AI can process vast amounts of data, but it's humans who provide the context and the critical analysis.
So it's not just about being able to code, it's about being able to think critically and apply that thinking to real-world problems.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. What else? What else should we be focusing on?
Problem solving. That's
Okay.
another essential skill. AI can automate routine tasks, but when unexpected challenges arise, as they inevitably do, it's human ingenuity that finds solutions. Right.
So that ability to think outside the box, adapt to changing circumstances, and
Yeah.
come up with creative solutions will be highly sought after in this AI-driven world.
So it's about being resourceful, adaptable, maybe even a little bit scrappy. You gotta be able to, like, roll with the punches,
That's it.
think on your feet.
Exactly. And then there's creativity.
Oh,
This is
God.
where humans truly shine. AI can generate content,
Yeah.
but it's human creativity that brings originality, emotional resonance, that unique spark that captures attention.
Right.
So whether you're crafting marketing campaigns, developing new products, writing a captivating blog post,
Yeah.
creativity will set you apart.
It sounds like even in a world dominated by algorithms and automation, like, the human touch, that creative spark, it's still what truly connects with people.
Absolutely. And speaking of connection, communication is another critical skill.
Right.
Being able to convey your ideas clearly, succinctly, persuasively, both in writing and verbally,
Yeah.
more important than ever. AI can analyze data, generate reports,
Right.
but it's humans who tell the stories, connect with audiences, inspire action.
It's about taking those data-driven insights and transforming them into, like, compelling narratives that resonate with people.
Exactly.
It's about the art of storytelling,
That's it.
which is a very human skill.
Very human skill.
Right.
And finally, we can't forget about emotional intelligence.
Oh, right.
This is perhaps the most human skill of all.
Yeah.
AI can process data, but it can't understand or respond to human emotions. Being able to read people, build rapport, navigate social dynamics,
Yeah.
it'll be a critical skill in an AI-driven world.
So as AI takes on more tasks, the human connection, that
Yes.
ability to understand and respond to emotions,
That's what differentiates
it
us.
becomes even more valuable.
That's it.
It's what differentiates us from machines.
Exactly. So these uniquely human skills will not only set you apart in the age of AI, but also ensure that you thrive in a world where technology and humanity are increasingly intertwined.
So we've got our AI age skill set, right? Critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, communication, and emotional intelligence.
Nail it on the head.
How do we start developing these skills? Where do we even begin?
The good news is that there are a ton of resources available. online courses, workshops, books, mentorship programs. There's something for everyone. The key is to be proactive and embrace continuous learning.
Right.
The skills that are in demand today might be obsolete tomorrow. So you
Yeah.
need to constantly be evolving, expanding your knowledge.
So it's about having a growth mindset, always being curious, always being willing to learn new things.
That's it.
What about those of us who like learn best by doing?
Right.
Any practical tips we can implement right now?
Don't underestimate the power of real-world experience. You know, volunteer for a new project, take on a challenge that pushes you outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Start a side hustle that forces you to think creatively. These experiences will hone your skills, make you more adaptable and resilient.
So it's about taking action, getting out there, embracing those opportunities that allow us to learn and
Yeah.
grow, right?
And remember, this isn't about becoming an expert in every single skill. It's about identifying your strengths, honing those skills that come naturally to you, and then finding ways to leverage AI to fill in the gaps.
It's about creating a symbiotic relationship, like between human and machine, where each plays to its strengths.
That's a good way to put it.
So to wrap things up,
Yeah.
let's give our listeners like a few key takeaways.
Okay.
Okay. What are the most important things they should remember from this deep dive into the world of AI lead generation?
Well, first and foremost, remember that AI is a powerful tool, but it's not a replacement for human ingenuity. It's about augmentation, about working smarter, not harder. Think of AI as your partner, not your competitor.
AI, your new sidekick, not your replacement.
Yeah.
I love that. What else?
Embrace continuous learning. The
Okay.
world's changing at an unprecedented pace. The skills that are in demand today might be obsolete tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be proactive, stay curious, and never stop learning.
Never stop growing, never stop evolving. It's a lifelong journey.
That's right.
Right.
And finally, remember the human touch. AI can automate tasks and analyze data, but it can't replace the power of genuine human connection.
Right.
Build relationships, foster trust, and use AI to enhance your human skills,
Okay.
not replace them.
It's about finding that synergy between high tech and high touch, leveraging the power of AI while retaining those uniquely human qualities that make us truly effective.
I like that.
This has been an incredible journey. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI lead generation. We hope you've gained valuable insights and are feeling inspired to take action.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you.
Absolutely.
Remember, the future is in your hands. Now go out there and make it happen.
Yeah.